Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. An important issue regarding the doctrine of jihad is to study that what are the conditions of an armed conflict? When does Islam allow Muslim citizens to wage war against their rulers? What are the conditions of this war and what are the conditions of this armed conflict or this armed rebellion? Now, first of all, it needs to be realized that an armed rebellion against the rulers never becomes obligatory. It never becomes mandatory. It becomes allowed. People can indulge, can conduct this armed rebellion. However, for this, there are certain conditions which must be met. The first of these conditions is that the Muslim rulers, they must be guilty of some open denial of a very specific or basic directive of Islam. And this is termed in Quran by the Hadith as kufr bawah, which means an open denial of some directive of Islam. And this itself is based on the Quran. The Quran says, أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. You have to obey the rulers which are from among you. And when they commit some kufr bawah or an open denial of some basic directive of Islam, they therefore do not remain among the Muslims. They go out of Islam. So the first of these conditions is that the Muslim rulers must commit some open denial. This open denial means that this is an explicit denial. It's a blatant denial. It should not be a denial which is based on some misconception or misinterpretation, or maybe there is a room for interpretation. It is like denying something very basic. And an example of this basic denial is that they deny, for example, praying. They deny the prayer. They do not pray. And the Prophet himself has stipulated this, that as long as they pray, one must not rise in rebellion against him, to give an example of the fact that this is one of the statutes or one of the directives of Islam, denying which can entail an armed conflict. However, this is just the first condition. The second condition in this regard is that the government should be a despotic government. It should be a dictatorship. And if it is not possible to change it through one's opinion or through one's own opinion, then of course, this is the second condition which has to be met. In other words, if the government can be changed through opinion, through the opinion of the people, then this armed conflict cannot take place because it would be against the principle of shura, which is mentioned in the Quran, amruhum shura bainahum. The Quran says that the system of government of the Muslims is based on their consultation. So therefore, if the government is not a despotic one, and it's one in which it can be changed to consultation, then this condition is not met. It can only be met if the government is a despotic one. And the third condition of an armed rebellion is that the person who leads this armed rebellion, he must have the majority of the nation behind his back. He must enjoy the confidence of the majority, for if he does not do so, then this again would be a violation of the principle of amruhum shura bainahum, because in this case he would actually be rebelling against the common masses, not against the government, because he's in a minority. The people who are following him are in a minority, so therefore he cannot conduct any sort of an armed uprising against people who against rulers on the basis of which that he himself is in a minority. So the third thing is that he must enjoy the confidence of the majority. As long as the fourth condition is concerned, since it is to be an armed conflict, therefore it also stipulates that people who lead this armed conflict must organize their own government, their own state in an independent piece of land, because an armed conflict or an armed jihad cannot be waged except through the state. So in a nutshell, there are four conditions of an armed conflict, and as I said, it never becomes obligatory. It becomes allowable only if these four conditions are met. Firstly, if the rulers are guilty of an open denial of any explicit directive of Islam. Secondly, if the government itself is a despotic one and cannot be changed through opinion. And thirdly, the person who is leading this armed conflict must have the majority of the nation behind his back to support him. And fourthly, he must have organized his own state in an independent piece of land on the basis of which he can wage this jihad. So these are the four conditions of an armed conflict. And until and unless all these four are met, a Muslim citizens cannot in any way indulge in this thing. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ